Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. How are you today?
I'm great, sir. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Appreciate you putting aside some time to be on the show.
Oh, it's an honor.
Well, it's great to have you, Jonathan. And hey, tell our listeners, where are you located? Where are you calling in from? Or where are we calling you?
Oh, I'm from Walker, Louisiana.
Walker, Louisiana. Come on. Tell me where that's near, because I'm not familiar with Walker, Louisiana.
It's sort of the halfway point between Baton Rouge and Hammond.
Okay. All right. LSU fan?
LSU and Saints fan.
LSU and Saints. Yeah, I see you just had a quarterback, I think, retire there, right?
Yeah, Drew Brees, one of the best ever to play the game.
He was a competitor, was he not?
Oh, yeah. He's a great man on and off the field.
Well, I've heard he's done a whole lot for the city of New Orleans, right?
Oh, yeah. He's definitely involved outside of football.
Well, and I know that kudos to him, and I know the city of New Orleans has got to be grateful. I think I saw him write, so, hey, I'm retiring from football, but I'm not retiring from New Orleans, so which is great, right?
Right.
So, well, now, have you born and raised there, grow up there? How long you been there, Jonathan?
Yeah, I've been here all my life, 38 years.
Born and raised. And what keeps you busy in Walker, Louisiana?
Oh, mostly church and work.
Okay. What do you do for work?
I'm a manager for healthcare organization.
Well, you've had your work cut out for you the last year or so, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But my hats off to all of you healthcare workers. I know it's been a real challenge for all of you. So I commend you and thank you for being a part of that line of that profession.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And so the other, you said church. So what are you involved, like, you teach Sunday school? What do you do at church?
I play on the praise and worship team and also serve on the board.
Okay. You know, what instruments do you play?
Acoustic guitar.
Acoustic guitar. I'm guessing you picked that up at a young age, early age?
Actually not. I took a freshman college course at Southeastern in Hammond. Had struggled with it, put it down, and then took some lessons years later. I mean, I wish I would have started at an early age, but, you know, as they say, better late than never.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. So, well, I just commend you for being a part of the worship team there. Have you been doing that for quite some time or just recent?
I've been playing in church on and off for probably about 10, 15 years.
Oh, fantastic. And what's the name of your church?
Shady Bower Pentecostal Church.
Shady Briar?
Shady Bower.
Shady Bower Pentecostal Church. That's awesome. How long you been attending there?
I've been there about 5 years now, I believe it is.
Okay. Fantastic. And it's great to have you on the show, and we're going to have you ready to have some fun today?
Absolutely. I have fun every day.
that's a great answer. Well, let's fire up a couple of your questions and see. I'm not even sure what you're going to ask. So we're just going to, that's how it's going to be even more fun, because I'm just going to come into this kind of blind, if you will, let you fire away and see if I can come up with an answer for you. Ready?
Sure.
All right. So let's just roll with your first question. Go for it.
Okay. If you were in the, had a, run in the WWF back in the 80s or 90s, who would you have want to work with out of, I guess, three superstars and why?
Good question. Because, you know, a lot of times people ask me, why didn't I go to the WWF? And let me just address that for those who are listening to the Q&A today. You know, I never really felt prompted to do that. You know, the NWA, Jim Crockett Promotions, are the ones who gave me my break in professional wrestling. And, you know, looking back, I feel confident to say I could have probably went and made that jump to the WWF. And who, I don't know, it probably made 10 times the money, but it wasn't really just all about the money for me, even though I really viewed it as a business. It was more so just out of my loyalty to the NWA. I'd like to say NWA for life, you know. But that said, even recently, people consistently will bring this up, and somebody actually did a picture of Hogan on one side, me on the other side, with the WrestleMania moniker on top, and so that was certainly, that would have made, probably would have been a moneymaker, and would have probably drew a pretty good crowd. So certainly I'd be remiss if I didn't say Hulk Hogan. It would have been fun to step in the ring against Hogan. I would probably say the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slim Jim, dig it. Yeah, right? the Macho Man, that would have been, I think, a very colorful match. Maybe I'll just say it that way. In more ways than one. And then, you know what? As you asked that question, because people do ask me, did I ever wrestle Andre the Giant? And the answer is no. Although we crossed paths a few times and, you know, we're peers in the business. But that, I think, might have made for an interesting match as well, to go against Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Now, the outcomes... for those who are just wondering, well, hello. I mean, the Russian Nightmare would have persevered and come out on top with every one of those guys. I'm just saying, right? So, just a little confidence in myself there, Jonathan.
Russian chain match for sure.
Russian chain match. Let me throw a question at you. So, who out of the, maybe some of the opponents I had a Russian chain match against, does anyone quickly come to memory for you?
Sting, one of my favorites.
The Stinger. Yes, we had. You want a quick funny story about a Russian chain match against Sting?
What's that?
You want a quick funny story about, well, I think,
oh, absolutely.
I think it's funny. Sting didn't think it was so funny, but I actually did a two-part interview on the Man Up show with Sting, and we actually talk about this. We reminisce about it. So I'm in Chicago, got a chain match against Sting, and of course one of the things I do is wrap the chain around somebody's neck, right, and throw them over the top rope and portray that I'm hanging them, right? Well, right. Unbeknownst to me, Sting was, I wrapped it around his neck, threw him over the top rope, and I'm just like yanking on that chain. And the key is to get your fingers, for those of you who can kind of visualize this, between your neck and the chain so you can actually breathe. Well, it was so tight that the more he moved and the more I portrayed that I was hanging him, the more it cinched up, and it was starting to cut off his air, can't breathe. And the referee's out there, and I'm looking at fan reaction. I'm like, wow, he's like really putting this over. Well, little did I know, he's about choked out. And it was at that time that I finally released it, and he was able to catch his breath. And he said he was, I think, within seconds of passing out. And so one Russian chain match story for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
Next question.
Dusty Rhodes is one of my favorites of all time. I honestly think he should have been a preacher with his charisma on the microphone. But tell me one of your favorite memories with the American Dream.
The American Dream, Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, if you will. Yeah, Nikita and I, superpowers. Everybody likes to imitate Dusty, right? I just had to throw that in there for you and all of our listeners, Jonathan. Favorite memory with Dusty? You know, there's so many memories that come flooding back. And, you know, I think about the arm wrestling thing that we did in the ring to set up an angle. And then eventually, one of the greatest memories was when I made the turn in Charlotte, North Carolina, from bad guy to good guy when I came into the cage and attacked Ole Anderson and went on to beat J.J. Dillon and the eruption from the crowd, and we created the superpowers, is certainly a fond memory. And that really led into a friendship outside of a business relationship that I had with Dusty, to where we would travel up and down the road riding in his red convertible Mercedes from town to town, and really just creating a friendship, creating a bond, creating a love for one another that lasted until his passing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember watching one of the interviews where he had the cowboy hat and the fur coat, and you were the only man in Siberia that could walk around with your shirt off.
I remember that because I think I had my shirt off, right? He had the big fur coat on and the cowboy hat, and I had my shirt. I think I was holding maybe the U.S. belt at the time, if I remember correctly. But yeah, I remember saying that Nikita, the only man that can walk around Siberia, baby, with his shirt off. He's that tough of a man. Yeah, right. Oh, appreciate you. You brought back a great memory. All right, we maybe have time for maybe one, maybe two more questions if you have them, Jonathan.
Okay. War Games, past or present, who would you pick if you could pick anyone to be in the cage with you?
That's a great question. Well, you know, I say often imitated, never duplicated. I know over the years they've tried to duplicate that War Games match, but I say there's nothing like the original, including the Four Horsemen, but also the superpowers teamed up with Legion of Doom Road Warriors, along with Precious Paul Ellering. Now, I guess if I wanted to just step out and say who, I mean, there's so many guys that you'd have to consider to be on that list. I mean, everyone from Triple H to Shawn Michaels to, I mean, gosh, it would be hard to pick and choose, honestly. I mean, there's a guy at WWE Raw right now. I actually interviewed him on the Man Up show, Jackson Riker, who looks phenomenal, you know, a physique in the ring. And so there's quite a number of them. But, you know, of course, then we had Sting Squadron later on, right, with Sting and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Dustin Rhodes, and some greats there as well. But just so many to choose from, it'd be hard to narrow them all down, you know?
Yeah, you'd almost have to have a face team and a heel team and maybe a couple more.
Yes, a couple alternatives, a couple alternates. That's exactly right. So we got time for one more question. What do you got?
Okay, looking back on your career, what three matches would you say stand out in your mind?
Great question. Great American Bash 1985 against the Nature Boy Ric Flair. Woo! I'm only 13 months into the business, Jonathan, and at that point, I'm a world tag team champion, a world six-man champion, and now I'm wrestling the world heavyweight champion, the Nature Boy, for his title. And so certainly that's first and foremost, that's one that comes to mind. Secondly, really, you already talked about, but the very first War Games, the very first one, the original one. Because in that arena that night, it was so electrifying. I mean, it's hard to even put it into words what that experience was like. Because none of us really knew for sure, because it had never been done before. So we didn't know what to expect or what would happen. But to see the fans on their feet for, you know, a half hour plus and, you know, never sitting down, just out of the excitement was very, very memorable. And then the other one wasn't necessarily a match, but what's most talked about for me is the best of seven series against Magnum TA for the U.S. title. And so, in fact, that's just by fan poll, everywhere I go, autograph signings, everywhere else, that's the most talked about out of all the matches. There's others, but those are probably rank in the top three.
All great matches.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate you. Yeah, you obviously you've been a fan for a long, long time.
Oh yeah, I grew up. I was a Hulkamaniac, and actually didn't know about you till later on. I turned on WCW one Saturday night and saw Sting, and you know, watched the Monday Night Wars over the years, and you know, just got the WWE Network and actually went back, you know, and just watched some of the old Jim Crockett promotions, and you know, saw some of your matches. I mean, there's so much lore there you can't possibly catch up, but you know, it's just great. I'm old school wrestling fan. I watch the old more than the new, honestly.
I appreciate it. I say it all the time. I'll continue to repeat it over and over again. We love our fans. You guys are the greatest. I really mean that. You got to be some of the most loyal fans on the planet, and appreciate you dialing in or giving us the opportunity to call you today and have a conversation and answer a few questions. And for the rest of you out there listening, you know, just like Jonathan, email me your questions, koloff.net. Email me your questions. If you're available, just like Jonathan was today, I'll give you a personal phone call. Let's have a conversation, get your questions answered. And thank you for tuning in today. Thank you, Jonathan, for being a part of Questions and Answers with Koloff.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
All right. Bless you, Jonathan. Thanks so much. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
This is the Truth Network.